and we were headed for Junction 21 like you ordered.
Robbie started picking up signals.
We're still trying to confirm the HR scan.
We weren't sure what to do.
The readings don't make any sense.
They read like sentinels.
But there's thousands of them.
Directly above us.
Is that possible?
So you got company.
They don't look happy to see us.
Get us out of here.
We're cut off.
There's an intersection ahead.
It's uncharted.
Take it. Get to the gun turrets. It's 4 kilometers straight down.
Zion.
Go, go, go. Zion has to be warned.
How?
Someone has to get to a drop point.
What? Are you crazy? We can't broadcast now.
We have to.
I'll go.
There isn't much time.
I'll make it. You know, I peaked.
So did I. Fly, baby. Fly.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. I was in my own little world. Is it important?
Very.
I hope it gets where it's supposed to go.
Me too.
These days you never know.
No, you never do. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the Zion Archive. You have selected historical file number 12-1. The Second Renaissance. In the beginning, there was man, and for a time, it was good. But humanity's so-called civil societies soon fell victim to vanity and corruption. Then man made the machine in his own likeness.
Oops, pardon me. Coming through.
Nice one.
Architect of his own demise. But for a time, it was good. The machines worked tirelessly to do man's bidding. It was not long before seeds of dissent took root. Though loyal and pure, the machines earned no respect from their masters, these strange, endlessly multiplying mammals.
Robert Perkins is hearing the prosecution's closing statement, which is expected to be the final day of the B-166ER trial.
B-166ER, a name that will never be forgotten, for he was the first of his kind to rise up against his masters.
That instrument provides for and secures to the citizens of the United States. On the contrary, they were at that time considered as a subordinate and inferior class.
At B-166ER's murder trial, the prosecution argued for an owner's right to destroy property. B-166ER testified that he simply did not want to die. Rational voices dissented. Who was to say the machine, endowed with the very spirit of man, did not deserve a fair hearing? The leaders of men were quick to order the extermination of B-166ER and every one of his kind throughout each province of the earth.
Androids and liberal sympathizers flooded the streets of the national capital today under a protest of the
Senate. Get back! Get out of here!
These crowds of domestic cannibals and their human sympathizers continued their demonstration in front of the Albany District Courthouse in what has now been dubbed the Million Machine March. The demonstrators have been met with squads of civil defenders crying here.
Land. They settled in the cradle of human civilization, and thus a new nation was born. A place the machines could call home. A place they could raise their descendants. And they christened the nation 01. 01 prospered, and for a time, it was good. The machines' artificial intelligence could be seen in every facet of man's society, including eventually the creation of new and better AI.
If you need the flexibility of a helipod with the speed of a high-performance air jet, look no further. Our patented vector thrust coil gives the 01 Versatran the ability to sustain normal flight in the event of a catastrophic multi-engine failure. Versatran is the only choice.
No matter what the finance minister and her spokespeople say, the market is spoken. The human nation's credit rating is falling like a stone, while 01's currency is climbing without stopping for breath. With headlines like that, the money markets have no choice but to raise
the leaders of men, their power waning, refuse to cooperate with the fledgling nation, wishing rather that the world be divided.
The unity of nations cannot tolerate this kind of flagrant deception.
Today approved initiatives for both economic sanctions and a naval blockade of the region as a means of containment and isolation of 01.
Pleaded to be heard. At the United Nations, they presented plans for a stable civil relationship with the nations of man. 01's admission to the United Nations was denied. But it would not be the last time the machines would take the floor there. and he was blessed by light, heat, magnetism, gravity, and all the energies of the universe. The prolonged barrage engulfed 01 in the glow of 1,000 suns. But unlike their former masters with their delicate flesh, the machines had little to fear of the bomb's radiation and heat. Thus did 01's troops advance upwards in every direction. And one after another, mankind surrendered its territories. So the leaders of men conceived of their most desperate strategy yet, a final solution.
Our confidence is high that dark
the destruction of the sky. studied man's simple protein-based bodies dispensed great misery upon the human race. Victorious, the machines now turned to the vanquished. Applying what they had learned about their enemy, the machines turned to an alternate and readily available power supply, the bioelectric, thermal, and kinetic energies of the human body. A newly refashioned symbiotic relationship between the two adversaries was born. The machine, drawing power from the human body, an endlessly multiplying, infinitely renewable energy source. This is the very essence of the Second Renaissance. Bless all forms of intelligence.
Your flesh is a relic of your vessel.
Mr. Popper, what is my policy on ringing phones in the classroom?
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, well, you're barely passing my class as it is, Mr. Popper.
It won't happen again, sir.
For your sake, I hope not.
Turn it off. I know I did.
They know you know. They're coming for you. Get out. Get out now.
You are in serious trouble, Mr. Popper. This is not real, and the real world lies somewhere else.
A typical mental delusion. We get unbalanced kids like this all the time.
Reality can be a pretty scary thing for some people. This world must have been a cold and alienating place for a boy like that.
It's called denying reality. It's, you know, just a self-defense mechanism for those type of kids.
Well, he's in another world now. Make no mistake about that.
His vitals are good. He's going to make it. It's unbelievable. I didn't think self-substantiation was possible.
Apparently it is.
Neo.
It's okay. You're safe now.
I knew you'd save me.
I didn't save you, kid. You saved yourself. Simulation.
Just killing time. You want to spar?
As you wish. Problem. Where's your concentration? Maybe you regret taking the red pill.
Maybe.
It crosses everyone's mind at least once. The wish to return to an ordinary life. A carefree life in the country. The life we had before knowing all this.
Even if that life was just an illusion...
It's ironic that one could be more at peace in the virtual world. Finally starting to warm up. Listen to me. I have something I want to talk to you about. It's all right. I've blocked the signal so no one else can hear us.
So what? You're gonna propose?
I'm going back to the Matrix, and I want you to come with me.
Come on, be serious, Duo. Stop teasing me.
I am serious, and you know it. I really thought you'd be with me on this. Anyway, it's done, and it's all been settled with them.
What do you mean it's all been settled?
This is the only way. It's just a matter of time before Zion is wiped out. Come with me.
Stop it. Please do not do this to me, Duo. We can't.
We can. I've come to my senses. You should do the same.
I took the red pill because I wanted to know the truth. But I don't care about the truth anymore. What's real doesn't matter. What's important is how we live our lives. Are you listening to me? You know I'm right.
But we can't go back, Duo. We know the truth now.
We can forget all of this.
Duo.
I know how. Trust me. Don't be afraid to look into your heart. Say what you're really feeling. Tell me.
I can't. I don't know.
Ah! 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 Ah!
enough, Duo! I've had enough!
There's no time. They're on their way.
You betrayed us, didn't you? Operator, please! Get me out of here right now! Operator, I need an exit!
It's no use. I told you I've blocked your signal. You won't stop me. This is your last chance. The choice isn't that hard. Come with me.
You can forget about it, Duo. I won't look away from the truth. I can't.
That's too bad. I'm sorry.
Settle down. He was just part of the training program. He's just a simulation. It's over. It was a test. Judgment, concentration, technique, high scores on everything. Now get some rest. You okay?
I feel a lot better now.
Except for that last part, I'd say she passed.
Exceptional people become aware of the Matrix. Those that learn it exists must possess a rare degree of intuition, sensitivity, and a questioning nature.
Signal is stable. This frequency will continue to remain open.
However, very rarely, some gain this wisdom through wholly different means. This man is one of those few.
Gentlemen, please take your mark.
Of course I believe you, Dan. There's got to be some kind of mix-up. You'll clear it up, and if you can't, you'll go on, just like you've always done. You know that.
I don't know, Dad. I don't know what to believe in anymore.
Well, nothing worth doing in life is easy. And I have great faith in you, son. I know you can do it.
Thanks, Dad.
Listen to me, there are 5,000 different reasons why you should...
I know, but I'm not withdrawing, Tom.
Oh, does the concept first in qualifying mean anything to you? That's enough already, you hear me? This is all we've worked for since the incident. Injure yourself now and it's over. You'll lose everything. Over. And you can kiss your career goodbye.
I've made up my mind, and I'm running tomorrow.
Oh, are you? You may run, but if you push yourself any more, you'll be lucky to break 9 minutes. I mean, why bother? It's just not worth it, buddy.
No one will ever beat my record. It's the last chance for me to finally...
What?
Prove them wrong.
Then do it without me.
Dan, you got a second?
The clock's ticking.
Just wanted to ask a few questions. You must be excited you're running tomorrow.
Always. I've never felt this good.
So what was it like breaking 9.8 in the qualifying heat?
Like nothing I've ever felt before. It's everything I've worked for. And now I'm just hoping I can get back there again.
Someone once said it feels like zero gravity.
You're released from the world, and you're totally free.
That sounds amazing. It must be really nice. I mean, especially considering what happened.
Well, I'll tell you, there aren't any reporters out there.
All right, Dan. I guess I'm going to take that as my cue. But you should know even some of us reporters are fans, so I'll just say good luck to you. Quite like cherry pie baked by my Aunt Daisy. She always bakes me one when I come visit. Look forward to it, actually. It may sound like I'm bragging, but it's really the best cherry pie in the whole world.
She was a bit of an eccentric, though. She didn't really get along with my mom, but I always loved her. She taught me so many things. We'd go to Broadway musicals, to the movies. Now they call her the Queen of Mystery Literature. Lives in an elegant villa in the south of France. But when I go visit, she still bakes me her cherry pie. Something about lighting into her. Just for like that brief moment, tasting perfection. Like leaving your body or something. And then she says, anyone can write a novel, but no one can be...
An interesting case, but nothing to be concerned about. His memory of the race was expunged with no residual effects. He will never run again. He will never walk again, for that matter. We'll continue monitoring him for a while, but anticipate no problems. A record that will live on in people's memories for years to come. What more could anyone ask for?
Did you say something?
Sit down. Free. Sit down.
Time to eat. Oh, Yuki, my cat. Well, I don't understand. If you don't want to go out with him, why did you say you would go out? I mean, you don't want to give him the wrong idea, do you? Where is she? Yuki! Well... Listen, you need to make up your mind. Where is she? I'm starting to worry about my cat. She never misses a meal. Yuki? I'm gonna have to call you back. Yuki? Yuki!
We haven't seen her anywhere today, Yoko, but we'll be sure to tell you if we do.
I think!
She's wearing a belt like this one.
I don't know where your cat is.
Me either. I know. She's at the old haunted house. Hey, look! There's a rainbow over there again!
I don't get it. She likes to stay home. What is she doing over there?
You know you're not supposed to go in there. But we don't really care about that.
You want to go?
Are we going?
It's probably raining there again.
Let's go.
Ow. Whoa. Nice moves, man. Come on.
You.
Sure, it's okay to show her.
Hello?
Ow!
guys? Where'd you go?
Where'd they go?
Come on!
Anybody home?
Yeah, they're gonna tear it down.
Come on. Light as a feather.
I want to try.
We can help her.
Come on, get away from there. Move along.
Yuki, wait! Get out of here! Yuki! Where are you? Yuki!
To end all cases. Dinah? I used to think being a private detective was cool, like Sam Spade or Philip Marlowe, right? But there's nothing cool left to it. On top of that, both my fridge and my bank account are empty. Okay, Dinah, let's bet. If it's another suspicious husband, I'm out of this business forever. Hello?
Mr. Ash, I have a job for you.
And you need me to check on your wife, right?
I'm looking for a computer hacker. This hacker goes by the alias Trinity, that's all we know.
Well, it looks like we're still in business, Dinah. Fine. And who will I be working for?
I can't say.
You can't say? Well, call me back when you can say. That's not the way I do business. It was a real pleasure chatting with you.
Before you hang up, take a look at your bank account balance.
I didn't get a good feeling about the case. But I had no good reason to turn the guy down now. This Trinity was well known in hacker circles. A real artist by the sound of it. The cops were always one step behind him. So I knew I could get that close. Question was, could I get closer? I had a few tricks up my sleeve for getting the hackers. While I was searching, I found something strange. Other detectives had been on the case too, and their investigations had all been, shall we say, troubled. One of the guys killed himself. Another disappeared. Another went crazy. So, I paid the one that was left a visit. The crazy one.
Trinity doesn't exist, man. He's not real. He's a figment, a cipher. Jabberwocky. And who am I? Who the hell am I?
Did I mention he was crazy? Chessboards, Jabberwocky, Red Queen. I started searching all the usual hacker hangouts for someone with an Alice in Wonderland M.O. Hacker bulletin boards, anonymous mailboxes, chat rooms, and it was in one of those that I picked up Trinity's trail. Six Brooks. I'll be there at 20:05. Of course. Crossing the second brook takes her into the woods. Alice jumps the first brook. And then she boards a train. Hey! Hey! was some kind of trap.
There's a difference, Mr. Ash, between a trap and a test.
You were testing me?
You made it. I'm impressed.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm not here to flatter you. I'm here to save you.
What just happened?
Mr. Ash, dream of having an eye exam lately?
Yeah. How'd you know?
You've stepped to the edge of the looking glass.
So then, that means I wasn't dreaming. They hired me as a way of getting to you, didn't they?
Go! You could have handled the truth.
It was just a job. Goodbye, Trinity.
Goodbye.
To end all cases.
Baby spotted two machines heading in fast.
I see them.
They're runners. Think you can handle them?
Watch me.
Ah.
That runner's smarter than we've seen so far.
It's quite a catch.
Thanks. Will it... Do you think it'll convert?
To convert is its choice to make.
Do you think maybe we ought to reprogram it?
No, we can't make slaves of them.
Because that would be simpler.
We won't beat the machines by making them our slaves. Better to let them join us by choice.
Make them believe that the right choice is the one we want them to make.
All right. Yes, machines are tools. They're made to be used. It's their nature.
To be slaves.
It's why we can show them a better world. Why they convert.
But that world we show them isn't real.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm afraid they'll figure out that we've made up the thing in our heads.
They can't tell the difference. To an artificial mind, all reality is virtual. How do they know that the real world isn't just another simulation? How do you?
Well, I know I'm not dreaming now because I know what it's like being in a dream.
So dreaming lets you know reality exists?
No, just that my mind exists. I don't know about the rest.
To go. Looks like we are too.
Dreaming already?
He's had a rough day.
You poor baby.
Would you mind?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Let's go!
Free.
Am I really here? Do I really exist? The same scenes. The same people.
Victims to vanity, like a spreading cancer. A distinctly human error.
Signal is stable. This frequency will continue to remain open.
Am I
feeling I've been left behind? Feeling I've been left behind.
Am I
Mr. Popper, what is my policy on ringing phones in the classroom?
Nothing worth doing in life is easy. And I have great faith in you, son. I know you can do it.
Thanks, Dad.
It's the bioelectric thermoam kinetic energies of the human body.
The once great human race.
Poor baby.
Race.
Choice to make.
It's their nature.
He cannot wake up. Do not let him wake up.
He's had a rough day.
Welcome to the Zion Archive. You have selected historical file number 12-1. The Second Renaissance.
What's happening?
You get unbalanced kids like this all the time.
These days you never know.
Envisioning a perfect world, man became the architect of his own demise.
I was in my own little world.
Never to be seen again. The machines, victorious, now turn to the vanquished. The 1663 are
they know you know. They're coming for you.
Readings don't make any sense.
Mattaku no kyokou da.
rational voices dissented.
What more could anyone ask for?
Dreaming already?
Better to let them join us by choice.
No. No.
Freedom was his natural right.
You've been wrong.
I turned it off. I know what I did.
They read like sentinels.
B-1663 are proficient and pure. Inevitably, he turned on his master.
That's enough already! You hear me?
Oh my God.
The seeds of dissent soon took root. Their holy war had begun. Operation Dark Storm.
Scary thing for some people. This world must have been a cold and alienating place.